There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
City, but there's a lot of things going on in the country today and around the world that have been going on for a while, like we're all breathing. We're okay. But then there'll be a few twists and turns along the way, to which we will refer your attention. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Rich McFadden in Washington. Let's see, Kenny Kessler's in San Diego. And you are here to pay attention to the stories that people are talking about. A lot of chat this week about, I think when we get to the end of the week, there'll be a bigger, broader spectrum. Right now, the shooting in Charleston is what seems to be on many people's minds because it's just more senseless killing by somebody who's obviously out of his mind. Where this anger comes from, how this person has a right to a gun, a lot of the questions that will come up during the course of things. But the facts are at this point, Molly.
Very sad story in Charleston, South Carolina. This man, they suspect he's in his early 20s. He's white. He walked into this historic black church in downtown Charleston last evening and opened fire. 9 people were killed, including the pastor. A few others have been sent to the hospital. He's still on the run. They really don't know much about him, but the shooting took place at the Emmanuel AME Church, and really, that's kind of all they know. One witness said that he walked in, he sat down next to her, and he told her he was going to leave her alive so he could tell she could tell everyone what he did.
Okay. The comments, I'm wondering, Kenny, if under the circumstances that the NRA or some of the other gun organizations have comments about these things. I'm sure that folks in the news media will go to the president of the NRA and some of the other gun groups. And what's your reaction, Larry, to what happened in Charleston? And they'll give their pat speeches. But at the end of the day, it still is the question as to how somebody like this, who is so mentally unstable, by definition has to be, how did this person get the gun or guns that he had? And so I'd like an answer to that as this investigation continues. I'm betting in 24 hours we'll have that figured out. What do you have for comments from people listening? Because there seem to be a lot of people that want to be heard on this.
Let's see. Barry says, why are the networks calling this a hate crime? It's obviously terrorism.
Hate and terrorism, what's the difference? Terrorism is created by hate, yes? Isn't it? Think about it, by
terrorism's
definition.
Terrorism's usually against a population, isn't it?
This is a population of a church. You could stretch it.
I guess they're going with hate crime because it is a white man who walked into a predominantly black
all
church.
Of these
and
labels,
all black people.
Yeah, but the labels are nonsense. This is murder. Pure and simple. I don't care if it's a black guy shooting a white bunch or a white person shooting a bunch of black people. I've always thought that hate crime thing was overdone, overcooked. You have on the books a law against murder, a law against killing people. What the hell difference does it make? We're back to this skin. Is this guy's life worth more because he's black or because he's white or because he's this religion or that religion or because he's got money or he doesn't have money? Nonsense. A life is a life is a life. And these lives have been taken for no reason. And if this guy didn't have a gun, he wouldn't have killed these people. And that's the bottom line. Why did he have a gun, and why did he use it? The rest of this stuff, for me, is immaterial. It's just nonsense. This continued. I never thought the hate crimes bill was a factor in reality or reasonable thinking. If you do something that is atrocious, and antisocial against another human being. It shouldn't make any difference what color your skin is. None. These people are dead for no reason other than they were in church praying to God. That's it. Why did they die? And then you go back to the question of, well, why, if there is a God, why did this being that we know is God or infinite intelligence allow this to happen? And I think the easy but yet palatable answer to that is that we don't understand the nature of God. We try, and that's what religions are based on in many circumstances. The better ones, some of them are based on control and power and getting your money away from you, but then there are those that really do deal with the needs of the soul, with the needs of the person, the needs of the human. Maybe, here's a real conjecture for you, if this person who did the shoot 'em up had gone to church or had found God, he wouldn't have done this. Maybe he went to some church somewhere and was turned back. It's all conjecture. What you know is what Molly said. There are 9 people dead for no reason. None.
Without bad people, we wouldn't appreciate good.
So that's a reason to kill.
In every movie, you have the black hat cowboy and the white hat cowboy, and you root for the white hat cowboy. Without that black hat cowboy, you wouldn't have a movie. And the same works in real life and with God. You need to understand the bad so that you can appreciate and strive for the good.
Pardon me if I don't agree.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
888-302-3684. 13 minutes after the hour. If you have lost your hair, I'm thinking of... how does this rhyme go? The lamb... Ba ba ba, poor little sheep, they've lost their way. Ba ba ba, remember? Ba ba ba. Anybody remember that from
being taught? I know where you're going.
Ba ba, black sheep.
Black sheep.
Yeah, there's a song. Anyway, I'm trying.
Anyway.
I'm relating this to your hair.
Okay.
Now let's see how that
works.
Got you. You got it, Rich.
You got it. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Amazing news for those of you who have lost your hair over the winter and you want a thicker, fuller head of hair for the summertime. Summer starts this weekend. First full day of summer is next Monday. How are you prepared? Do you look your best? You're going to be proud of your look? Provia will help you with your hair. I know that for a fact because it's helped me with my hair. It's shown to work on the 3 causes of hair thinning: plugged up pores, the hair itself not being thick, and frankly, there's a volumizer in Provia. When you use it, it makes your hair look thicker. So everything's going to be better because you've used Provia. Cleanse the scalp. Get rid of the glycogen in the pores so that the follicles underneath the scalp can grow and prosper. Live long. This is Provia says to your hair, live long and prosper. Call 800-525-8319. What the heck is he talking about? I'm talking about Provia. Use it to cleanse your scalp, cleanse your hair, make your hair look fuller. 800-525-8319. This is a completely natural product. It's a miracle that it works the way that it does. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Take some action now to have your hair come back and look so much better through the summer months. It'll get started. As soon as you get it, you'll put it on, and within days you'll feel that little fuzz coming through after the pores are cleansed. 800-525-8319. Very cool product, actually. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of to find.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffen. Jeff. Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah, he's that guy over there.
I was just reading an email from Jeff. Put him out of your mind. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, Molly Page with the story of the balcony that collapsed in California because the wood was rotten. And the wood was rotten because...
Well, they're saying that they're looking into whether the wood was rotten, and this is coming from the mayor. Earlier, he spoke out and he said that he believed that when the balcony was originally built, that it wasn't secured properly and water could have gotten in and rotted out the wood in the balcony. Very small balcony, and 13 people were on it.
Not strong enough to carry 13 people, even if it was, if it wasn't rotten.
Possibly not. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. But now he's saying that he thinks that's the case, and it was speculation on his part, and the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah. Okay. So the point here is that there are all these people who are dead, and there's a mass being held for them, I think, today. And it's too bad. It's one of those things. It's too, it's a shame, but it's another one of those.
Irish students from, here on a trip.
Some kind of a trip. But this sort of thing, other than the tragedy, what this points to is how building codes are fallible. And even this building in a community like that, there has to be rigorous inspection. But when you, there is a way to build this stuff the right way and the wrong way, and to make sure the flashing is there. But better yet, if I were in charge of building a building like this, I'd want to make sure that every bit of wood was treated so that there wasn't a chance that this sort of thing could happen. But it costs more money. Treated wood is about 30% more expensive than wood that isn't treated.
And, Doug, check your railings on your deck at your house. I had a friend who had a party, and one of our best friends fell off of his deck when he leaned over on the railing.
Yeah, those railings are usually not very strong. Yeah.
And they sued each other, and now they're not friends anymore. So
that's lousy.
He got hurt.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Uber story in the next half hour of Good Day. It's now 21 after the hour, but then if you're watching with the time, you know it's 21 after the hour, right? No, it's 21 after the hour. Pardon.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Crank it up, Richie.
Turn it up.
Started yet, but I still wanted to crank it up.
You ready?
Ready.
Turn it up.
Here we go. Who is this?
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Nobody's going to believe this is a one-hit wonder song.
2 days in a row.
It is. How could it be this group only had one number one song on the pop charts? Well, that's the story. Who is this singing this song?
Big wheel of fortune.
Song number one during this week in 1974. American rock band, top pop single. You know what it is? Calls now 888-302 Doug. Tell us the name of this group. Qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. The drawing's July 3rd. You can go anytime you want to the weekend at the spa. Crank it up again, Richard. Hard to believe, isn't it, huh?
You know what I've never heard, Ken, is what Neil Young's response to this song was. Because this is a response to Neil Young's Southern Man song. And I've never heard how he responded to it. Do you know?
I don't think he ever did.
Get off my porch. Anyway.
Have a response to it. He was criticizing the South for racism.
Right. And then this was a response to him criticizing the South.
Yeah.
So this band originally formed in 1964 in Jacksonville as My Backyard. They came up with a name, let's see here, 1969, mocking tribute to a phys ed teacher from Robert E. Lee High School in their town. He was known for strictly enforcing school policy against boys having long hair. The band's popularity soared as they were chosen to be the opening band for the Who's Quadrophenia tour. Yeah, 73. This band, known for popularizing the Southern hard rock sound that Richie is so fond of, that started in the 70s. They also recorded the rock ballad Freebird, which was always their closing song at their concerts, kind of like Barry Manilow the other night. Oh, we forgot one at his encore, and it was Copacabana.
I don't think anybody has ever compared this band.
Right, really. So another first then, Kenny, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
With
anyway,
when you're at one of those concerts for this band, as soon as you hear them say, what song is it you want to hear, that's when you head for the parking lot and get out before the traffic starts.
Right. Well, same is true with Copacabana. Can you imagine this group doing Copacabana?
Not even close.
Barry Manilow doing this song. All right, I'm going to try to keep Richie out of the conversation so he doesn't give away the name of the group. 888-302-3684. Three members of the band died in a crash, an airplane crash in 1977, putting an end to their most popular incarnation. The surviving members regrouped in 78 for a reunion tour. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. This has always been my pal Bob Kay's favorite driving song, although we didn't drive to it when we went to New York last week. Must have missed out on that opportunity. Sweet Home Alabama.
And
qualify for the drawing. Who is this? 888-302-3684. And
the album cover, just before the band got in the plane crash, had flames all along the bottom. They were like standing in flames.
I remember that.
And then after the crash, they changed the album cover. So if you have that original album cover, it's worth some money.
Big time. John's in Salisbury, Maryland. John, what do you think the name of the group is?
Good morning. It's Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. How come you told our screener with the Allman Brothers?
It was called a temporary brain fart.
I guess that's honesty anyway.
That's right. Perfect.
All right, so you qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. You'll go and have a good time if we draw your name out of the proverbial hat. The drawing will take place July 3rd. So hold on a second, John. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We we've already identified prime high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Open the door. I don't want the door closed. Open the door. Open. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page, the news stage. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, the Dugger here with a trip around the country as to what's going on. Hurricane, or not hurricane. It almost was a hurricane. Now it's a tropical storm. Bill, it can't even be any more than a big rainstorm now, Molly, right?
It is a big rainstorm, but it is a big rainstorm. It's a tropical rainstorm is what they're referring to it as, and it's covering a large area, Texas, Oklahoma, going up to Illinois, and dumping quite a bit of rain, about 8 inches in some areas. There have been some fast, swift water rescues, as they're referred to, in San Antonio and also in Austin, and they're expecting the rain to continue for at least another day or two. Might get some all the way up in Washington, D.C.
All the way into Washington.
We're supposed to get it over the weekend, Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah, we'll have a little rain here, I think, in the Northeast also, as the entrails of the storm move up. So we went from having a drought of sorts up the East Coast and into New England to having plenty of rain now. Things are still, for mid-June, very nice and green. The problem for farmers is you can't get the haying done when there isn't a clear shot at the weather. Last night I went out to mow some hay, and then I got a little concerned because it's cloudy. The forecast today is kind of cloudy. The only good day is supposed to be Saturday. But when do you get it done? You have to kind of work it. For those of you who are in the farming biz, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who are drivers and you're in California, interesting story about Uber. Uber, actually a couple of Uber items today. How do you like that? Uber items. Well, I like the way that sounds. Uber items. Uber items. Uber items. Uber items. No, nobody's.
Who wound Doug up?
California Labor Commission says that an Uber driver is an employee. Key word there is employee. And so people are wondering why that's a big deal. Uber considers its drivers independent contractors. It doesn't use the word employee. Company is more of a tech platform, so it shouldn't have to pay for drivers' benefits, driving costs, gas, that sort of thing.
Social Security, workers' compensation, workers. Other benefits. They don't have to pay for any of that as long as their drivers are considered independent contractors.
Right. Which is how most cab drivers are considered. So I find this interesting and curious. If you go to most of the large cab companies in the country, their deals are not specifically like Uber's, but for example, the average cab driver, we were talking, and maybe this is worth a moment or two, Molly, of the student that was working for Goldman Sachs, who worked 72 hours, died as a result of maybe an epileptic fit, maybe working too hard, whatever. But the drivers in cabs in most cities, Washington, New York, Boston, California cities, Chicago, wherever you go, most of them work a 12-hour shift. 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Some own their own cabs and lease them to the cab company. Some cab companies own the cabs and they put the drivers in them and they split the revenue 50-50. So this is not an unusual circumstance. My son actually looked into working for Uber part-time and found that there were a lot of people who felt that working in this environment was good because it's clean, the clientele is good. There are a lot of different nuances here, but there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like the circumstances under which they are given the deal. When you get an Uber car, they clearly explain what the deal is. So, again, it's kind of like
not
other
fair.
Things. Right, yeah, it's not
it's
right
not
because I'm
fair.
Not getting what I'm...
No, it's according to the law.
No, it isn't. No, Molly, it's not. The law is very clear.
There are certain laws
about
that
independent
govern
contractors. No.
Whether someone's an independent contractor
right.
or an employee.
And in this circumstance, they are clearly independent contractors. They are clearly own the car. The Uber people don't own the car. They are leasing the car to the company that gives them the money. They get at the end of the week, they get a transfer, electronic transfer into their bank account from Uber, splitting the revenue from all the people that they've carried that week. That's the end of it. So if you think you're going to go to Uber or go to XYZ cab company in New York and get paid benefits, you're foolish. You aren't. Go get a job as a janitor someplace working in a hotel, then maybe you get benefits. But clearly in these circumstances, whether it's proper or not isn't the question. It's clear in the consideration, and by the way, do you know who the largest employer of independent contractors in our country is?
The government?
The United States government.
Sure.
So it doesn't have to pay. It doesn't have to pay benefits.
I'm one right now.
Doesn't have to pay. It doesn't have to pay any health. Nothing.
Yeah.
Of the 4 million employees in the federal government, or employees, 4 million people that work for the government, I think I saw a number, so somebody can check this if you'd like, of like 2.4 million. And Richie's building, where our studios are, is loaded with these people. They're all independent contractors that are doing work for the federal government.
90% of my building is two government contracting companies.
Yeah.
So with the Uber situation,
yes,
the California Labor Commission ruled in favor of the driver.
That's true. They did.
So then how are you saying this?
Well, listen, I'm not on the California Labor Commission. I'm just telling you that under the circumstances, that's the way these things function. I'm dealing with reality. They're dealing with what they speculatively
labor
would like
laws
to have in theory.
No,
but
they're
the
not
labor
theory,
laws,
they're laws.
Well, but the law doesn't necessarily. I would tell you that in this circumstance or any circumstance like this, that it is up to the interpreter. These guys can interpret it all day long. And then they better be going after every plumber. They better be going after every electrician. They open up a can of worms with this because whether you like the law or you don't like the law, I mean, how many of these people are even legal in California?
Oh, she's
I wanna
legal.
Know. Well, she may be legal. Yeah. And that's the one
who brought
circumstance.
This case. And it is about this one woman, this one case.
But it'll have ripple effects.
I love it how a company comes along and they become popular and they become prosperous.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden everybody wants to tear them down.
Right.
And
nobody's tearing down anything. There are certain things
they
that
can't
qualify
exist.
Someone as an independent
Uber
contractor.
Uber will go out of business if this is what they
work
have to
on
do.
A model and that model doesn't work if all of a sudden they've got to pay benefits to every driver.
Goes away. That's the end of Uber.
They also have to pay Social Security.
No, they don't have to. That's up to the individual contractor who has to pay. I have to pay Social Security.
Yeah. Right. If the person's an employee,
right.
They would have to, yeah.
So if they're misclassified, and that's what this case was about, are these people misclassified as independent contractors or are they employees? That's what it comes down to. And there are certain laws governing these things.
Uber will shut down. Much like McDonald's will go to robots, Uber will shut down if they
have to. And all the people that have jobs and are making, and that are paying into the Social Security system and paying taxes and stuff, they'll go
away.
So they become government dependents. That's what happens.
I'm not saying that there is no such thing as an independent contractor.
No.
I'm saying there are certain laws.
You're just telling us what the story is. I get that.
Yes, okay.
Right, I get that. No, I'm not. This is not about that story, per se. It's about the concept that people who... Richie's got one point. I got another point. Kenny, you may have a point as well. The point here is that they have a business model, and in order for the company to exist and make a profit and pay taxes... This is how it has to work. You don't want, the government says, and the government is speaking supposedly through its employees who are speaking the will of the public. More of these companies need to go out of business. That's what the government says because they're not paying taxes. Okay, so these people are unemployed. This company goes out of business. And then where are we? I know a lot of people who are unemployed before they went to work. Brendan has some friends who went to work for Uber, haven't been able to find. They're all either writers or actors or people that can't get jobs as waiters because that's all being taken up. Southern California is loaded now with all kinds of people that are trying to follow the dream. And as a result, there's more competition for acting roles, for support roles in the business, and they just can't possibly find jobs because there aren't enough of them, so they're going to work. They can't find jobs. Waiter jobs aren't available because there's so many people there getting the waiter jobs, so what's next? An Uber type of job or construction, whatever. But we're seeing the fallout. You see, there's always that ripple. What is it called? Trickle-down economics, as it were. Right? Isn't that what it is? I guess it's trickle-down.
No, it never really trickles down.
Trickle-down. Yeah.
All right, John, in York, Pennsylvania, thoughts, please.
How are you?
All right, you?
Well, I'm fine. Well, on this whole thing, I've been self-employed since 1974 and at times independent contractors. And the thing that people get tangled in is when IRS determines that you are a statutory employee, there's a lot of places, and they were busting a lot of people for a while about 10 or 15 years ago because they were trying this independent contractor stuff.
Right.
And if you tell people that you have to do so many hours or you have to go to so many meetings or do this or do that, it comes under care or control. If you have too much control, you're not an independent contractor. You're a statutory employee, and you have to pay all that other benefits.
Right. But that isn't the case with Uber.
Well, I don't know.
It wouldn't seem to be the case with Uber, but yeah.
Yeah, I had a contracting job back in the early 70s where I did deliveries, and it turned out that because they required us to be there every day and to do X amount of work, we were statutory employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so do you still have a job there?
Oh, no. That was for a young guy. I'm 62. You know.
Molly, what did you say?
Oh, that usually is the case. It's based on how much, say, the person who might be an employer or the person you're working for as an independent contractor has in what you do every day. As in if they tell you where you have to be, at what time, exactly what you have to do, things like that, depending on how much of that there is, usually that's the correct of whether you're an employee or an independent contractor, correct?
Correct, yep. If they tell you, if you only want to run one run a week and they have no say over that, or one run a month, then you probably are independent contractor. But if they start setting requirements that you have to do X amount of runs a week, then they're going to find themselves in trouble.
Interesting, isn't it, huh? All right, John. Good man. Appreciate your input. 15 before the hour. Up next, the television report here on Good Day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. And we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. June is the month for Father's Day and for the new graduate. To think outside of the gift box, tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with a brand that could make a great gift for both dad and grad. Andrea, what tech gift meets your criteria this year?
Well, both dad and grad need to stay connected all day, whether it's work or keeping in touch with family. And let's face it, watching your phone battery go down can be really stressful. The Incipio Off-Grid Express battery case for iPhone 6 more than doubles the life of your phone's battery. So no more sitting next to an outlet waiting for your phone to charge. And the case doesn't add a lot of bulk to the phone. It's slim and lightweight, easily slips into a jacket pocket, and protects the phone against accidental drops. It comes in great, fun, bold colors like gold, purple, and black. A definite power tool for any dad or grad.
Can you give us the cost and where to find this, Andrea?
The Incipio Off-Grid Express runs under $80 and can be found at Incipio.com.
Incipio.com. Thanks, Andrea. For more information, also visit InTheNews.tv.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning the lottery and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, you're all going to be happy to know that the Fashion Police is coming back. Melissa Rivers will be the co-host. Announcement from E. Let's see here.
Please tell me that annoying What's-Your-Face isn't Kathy. What's-Your-Face isn't
No,
involved.
She's not.
Griffin.
Yeah, I don't know who these
Griffin
people
Griffith?
Are. Griffith.
Whatever.
Yeah. Brad Gorski and Juliana Rancic.
Juliana was on it before, from the
she
beginning.
Was. Yeah, she's right. married yeah. to Bill Rancic from The Apprentice.
Okay.
Yeah. So Kelly Osbourne
is out. Kathy Griffin with an N, out. Okay. Brian Williams stays at NBC, but not as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. They have a tentative agreement for him to do basically nothing. We all know the story of him and his misrepresentations. So he's been out on the beach Lester Holt has been filling in, doing a very credible job. Matter of fact, the ratings are quite good. Now, let's see here. The announcement about what he's going to do is expected today. We're just talking about off the air, the lady who was tossed out of the Spokane job as the head of the NAACP. And I was thinking about her lying and the consequences of it, and Brian Williams lying and the consequences of his lying. He gets to keep his job, she doesn't. She's playing black. Can we have an argument about that? Is there a story or is there a thought there? Think about it for a second. Is there inconsistency?
Politicians lie all the time and they keep their job.
Yeah, they keep their job. Coach Hayden Fox will have one of his right-hand men at his side when he comes back to TV. Bill Fagerbake, is that how you pronounce it? Joining Craig T. Nelson as a regular.
For coach.
Is that how you pronounce it? Is that it?
So.
Okay, right. Comes back to coach. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Together. Molly, sing the Money Pit song. Kenny, sing the Money Pit song.
M-O-N-E, Money Pit.
No. Is that how it goes? Molly, I don't hear you. What's the story?
I don't know the song.
Oh, it's easy.
It's right here.
Money Pit! That's it.
Why?
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to know.
Okay.
Tommy, should we leave it out? I want to hear Molly. I haven't heard Molly sing.
There's a reason for that.
Really?
Give her a break.
You and Megan on the Barry Manilow circuit then, is that it?
Oh, yeah, what a shame.
All right. Tom Kreidler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, and it'll be in your ear in any number of apps like TuneIn and Stitcher and Broken and Up and Down. And
Broken, Up and Broken.
Right. We specialize not in breaking news here, Tom. We specialize in broken news.
All right.
It's a Good Day program. So we have you to discuss pool safety tips and maybe a question or two from listeners coming up next here. How are things at your home? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
Yeah,
Rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by. But it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program has some pool safety tips that he has blogged about or blogged on. Which is the correct approach? Is it blogged about or blogged on?
We have simply blogged.
Blogged. And we carry it also in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. So how do you keep your child alive this summer?
Well, you know, Doug, about 300 drownings occur every year, and it really is a very, very serious issue, but it's one that's easy to prevent. And I think the key is to establish what we call layers of protection. Of course, you as the parent are the first layer. Mm-hmm. But how many times do we hear when there's a tragedy that the parent says something like, well, I only turned away for 2 seconds, you know, or something like that. I mean, 2 seconds is too late. But let's face it, sometimes things are on your mind, you forget. You lose track of the kids. So how do you set up additional layers to secure that area? First, it all starts with the fence. How is that pool covered? If there's a fence that goes around the backyard, it typically does not include the back wall of your house, right? We've seen this, right, where the fence comes off the end of the building mm-hmm. and does sort of the U, yeah. but the building itself makes up one leg of the fence. So for all of those doors that enter into that pool area, they need to have door alarms on them. Now, door alarms are alarms that are set up about 5 feet off the ground. And when you as the parent use the door, you simply reach up, you touch a button, and it disables the alarm temporarily so you can go out the door and close it behind you. But if a kid slides that door open, the alarm's going to go off, and now you know somebody's in the pool area that shouldn't be. The next thing is on these fences, you want to make sure that they have gates. And the gates have to have self-closing hinges on them, so that you can't accidentally leave them open. And also, the fences are special fences, Doug. They're not regular chain link fences. Mm-hmm. They're a special type of chain link. It's called non-climbable. The size of the link itself, the square, is much smaller, so a kid can't get a toe hold in it. Another possible layer is a pool alarm. These are alarms that sit in the water, and when the water is disturbed, such as a splash, the alarms go off. So you want to establish these types of layers so that you're protected in the event that you do lose track of the kids.
What happened
that one moment
to just having a nice swim in a pool? What happened?
You can do that.
I mean, for God's sake, listen to all of the things that you've laid out there.
What happens, part of you'd hear once a month during the summer that some kid drowned in a pool somewhere. That's what happened.
Yeah. So now we have alarms and all kinds of things.
That's all good stuff.
You know what I say to the people anymore who come to my pool? No.
What?
You can't swim in my pool. I just say, no, sorry. I don't know. Sometimes these people that work on the farm bring their friends over and they want to go for a swim. I used to say, yeah, go have a good time. I don't need more.
Right.
No, you can't use the pool.
Because you could get sued.
Yeah, exactly.
A pool is a lawsuit magnet.
Right. Yeah. Fall down.
Hazardous condition on your property.
Yeah. Meredith had me take down the diving board last year.
Well, that's probably pretty smart because, I mean, most of these pool states don't have diving boards because that's where most of the accidents occur.
Yeah, right. You jump in and you whack your butt on exactly. And you fell and hit your head on it.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, there it is.
So be careful out there.
So don't come to my pool because I'm not going to let you swim here.
Let's all go to Tommy's house.
Yeah, right. We'll go to Tom's house and swim in his pool. The problem is it's a plastic pool. It takes 100 gallons of water.
I don't have a pool.
It's
too dangerous.
All right, pool tip. One of the many things you can find at the Money Pit radio website.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.